Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The Alaska Department of Transportation and Public Facilities reports that maintenance crews made progress last night and are expecting to reopen the Sterling Highway to one-lane, flagged-controlled traffic by 12 noon today. Work on the section will be ongoing, so they urge patience for those traveling to and from Anchorage and to and from the Kenai Peninsula. Shannon McCarthy with the DOT.
They have made good progress overnight. And they are planning on hoping to open the highway at noon to one-lane traffic, flagger control.
McCarthy says a guardrail repair crew is heading down from Anchorage, and the Sultana crew will continue to clear the shoulders and the ditches.
For the time being, it will be one lane. There's still a lot of clearing to do on the shoulders and the ditches. And then also, we have a crew coming down from Anchorage to repair the guardrail, because the guardrail is gone. That was taken out. So it'll be probably another 2 to 3 days of work, but at this point we're feeling pretty positive that we'll be able to open it around noon.
With the road anticipated to reopen to one lane, flagger controlled at 12 noon, what about the possibility of complete reopening of both lanes of the highway?
Certainly for today, it will definitely be one lane. We will be able to open it up to two lanes during evening hours, because we're going to let our crew, we're not going to make them work through the night like they did last night. So it'll be two lanes during the night in the next day or two, and then it'll be restored to two lanes during the day. Once we're able to get our folks out of there, once we finish those ditches and repair that guardrail.
The Sterling Highway had been closed at mile point 50 since early Sunday morning as a result of the weather that resulted in the landslide that closed the road. Upon the anticipated reopening of the highway, expect serious traffic delays with a flagger in place. Vacancy rates remain high among the Alaska State Troopers. Sergeant Bryce Waite of the Troopers Recruitment Unit said they're offering a high incentive to combat the problem. He told Alaska's news source.
We had a little downturn last year, but in the last month or so, we've really seen an uptick in applications. We started offering a $20,000 bonus for new hires. It seems to really have increased our applications.
The Alaska State Troopers are able to respond to calls, conduct law enforcement operations, and be proactive in certain cases, but not at the level that they'd like to be.
We want them to go out there and stop crime from happening. We obviously have a huge issue with domestic violence and sexual assault and other issues here in Alaska. We want to do something about that. We need the people hired so we can do that. We need to train new troopers and put them out in the field so they can make a difference.
According to Wade, the troopers have about 365 positions staffed and are looking to fill 60 more trooper positions across the state, especially in rural communities. The troopers have had interest from all across the world and across the nation, specifically in the Pacific Northwest.
We need people to do public safety. Public safety does not just happen by itself. Without the people behind the badge, we don't do as good of a job. We have posts throughout the state that need to be filled. We have positions that need to be filled.
Audio courtesy of Alaska's news source. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.